Rachmon mifnei seiva zokin talking for darta. Should have said it directly. Mifnei seiva zokin, an older Talmud Chacham, you should stand up for. Maishno de paginu rachmona. How come the Torah divides it up? And the pasuk says mifnei seiva tokum vihar darta pnei zokin. How come it divides it up in two, seiva and zokin? So Lameima comes to tell us that the high love high, for high love high, this is not him and he's not him, they're two different people. So therefore, what's the Kiddush? The first pasuk of Seiva, that means an older Talmud Chacham. The second words of Zokin means to include Shema Amina, Afilu Yonik V'Chacham, even though he's a young Talmud Chacham. For as long as the Talmud Chacham, there's also a mitzvah kima to stand up for him. All right, turn over. Now, the Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, that says, no, it's only one halacha. Only if he's an older Talmud Chacham, Mishum Deboi Lemismach Zokin V'Yereisa. Like then the question, according to him, why doesn't the Pasuk say, Mifnei Seiva Zokin Tokim V'Yadarta? Let her put the two together, Seiva Zokin, it means an older Talmud Chacham. An older Talmud Chacham, why does it say in two separate ways, Mifnei Seiva Tokim, and then, V'Yadarta Pnei Zokin? The reason why it says Zokin later, because he wants to put Zokin next to V'Yereisa. To teach us the other halacha, that even though you're a Talmud Chacham, don't bother the tzibah too much. If you have an easy way to get into shul, not to make the people stand up for you, that's what you're supposed to do. For the Mor Tanakama, my timer, what's the reason of the Tanakama? Why does he say his pshat? Why does he say the pasuk means only one person? Only an older Talmud Chacham is the achir to stand up for. So he says like this, the pasuk is talking about two different people. Seiva means an older Talmud Chacham. Zokin means a younger Talmud Chacham. In Cain, if so, Nichta Rachmona Mifnei Seiva Tokum V'Yadarta. That's one thing. Then it should have repeated again, Tokum V'Yadarta Pnei Zokin. If it's talking about two different people, so it should have repeated both. Tokum and V'Yadarta on both. There's Tokum standing up and giving respect to an older Talmud Chacham, and there's also this mitzvah to stand up and give respect to younger Talmud Chacham. Since the pasuk does not say two times the word tokum and v'yadarta, but shema mina chadahu, it's a proof the pasuk only means one person. The pasuk only says each one once. It says mifnei seiva tokum, the mitzvah tokum goes on seiva, and then it says v'yadarta pnei zokin. But since it only says the word tokum v'yadarta once, mashma they're both one person. It's only explaining that the word Seiva does not mean stam any older person, but according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it only means an older, according to the Tanakama, it only means an older Talmud Chacham. So that's the machlokes. What comes out, the halacha that we pass in both ways, the chumra, that if you have a Seiva, any older man that's 70 years old, providing he's not a Rosha, there's a mitzvah stand up for him. And then if you have a young Talmud Chacham, there's also a mitzvah stand up for him. Oh, Mama, that's what we spoke about before, a little bit ahead of today, where people are not so makbid in this, even though Avad L'Chatchila, it's a good thing to do. That any time a Talmud Chacham or an older person comes in your Dalar Amis, you're supposed to get off your chair and stand up completely. But the meaning where people don't do it is the Seimech, that they are Meichel al Chfoidai, and then the Stamman needed to give a little bit, Ksas Hidr, then it's enough just to pick yourself up a drop. Oh, Mama, before we learned, Yochel Yad Renab a moment, maybe after the mitzvah's hiddur, you should have to give money to the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, no, tokum v'yadarta. That ma kima shein b'chsaron kis, just like by standing up, you're not losing any money. So I'll tell you, af hiddur, shein b'chsaron kis, who are then the mitzvah to give hiddur, to give respect, also means even though there's no chsaron kis. Now the Gemara is, the kima less b'chsaron kis, is it true that kima does not have chsaron kis? Milo Yaskinan, aren't we talking about the Konokiv Maganisa? Maybe the person is doing a very expensive job. He's like making holes through the diamonds. He's carving out the diamonds. That's very expensive. And Adahokhi Koyimikamei Ubotanim Lachtoi. When the Talmud Chacham comes in front of him, he has to stop doing his job and stand up. And when he's standing up, he's losing out the pay, he's losing out his work. So sometimes the kima also means losing out the money. So you're telling me that hiddur maybe means spending money, how could we learn out from the mitzvah kima that you do not have to spend money? Rather, Ella means like this, akish kima lehiddur, make the hekish of kima standing up to hiddur. Ma hiddur, shein voy bittel, just like by giving respect, you don't have to stop doing any work. So therefore, af kima shein voy bittel, what type of a kima, when do you have to stand up?
when you're not being mevatel from work. That's the type of standing you help you have to stand. Now it's good. Therefore, v'yakish nami hidal kima. Now we make the hekish backwards. That ma kima shem b'chsar kis. Just like kima standing up. We're not talking about we have to stand up to stop work. So therefore, what kind of standing up is it? You're not losing out any money. So if so, af hidal shem b'chsar kis. The same thing when you have to give him respect. It means when you don't have to spend money, but you do not have to give him money by respecting him. Mikan number from here was learned that that's the locha. Ain bali umnius. A person that's at work, a person that has a job that's working, rishoyim lama mefnei talmid chachamim. They have no right to stand up to stop their work when the talmid chacham passes by. And it comes in the dal ramis. Bishor shayskim b'mlachtam. Since they're doing their work, they have no right to stop their work. They're not mechuyev to. They're not mechuyev to lose their work. Therefore, they have no right to stop the work, and they have to keep on working, and they have no right to stand up for a talmid chacham. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi. V'yotznan, we learned, when they brought Bikurim to Yerushalayim, kol balayum yis'ayim demifneim. All the people used to stop working to welcome the people that came to Yerushalayim to bring their Bikurim. V'sherlem v'shleimem, they give them shalom lechem, v'yayimulem, acheinu anshim okim pleini b'achem v'shalom. People from Mechveis Tveria, shalom aleichem, he came to Yerushalayim now. You see, they were allowed to stop work to welcome the people who come for the bring the kurim. No, only in front of these people can stand up. But if they talmid chachamim, ain't aimdim. But in front of a talmid chachamim, it's true, you're not allowed to stand up in front of a talmid chachamim, like we learned before, like you have no chiyuv to be mevatel from your melacha. So therefore, lechuri, you're not allowed to stand up. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi bar Avin, boy urei, come and see. Kamo chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. How good and dear a mitzvah is to do it at its right time. Sharei mipneiem oimdim. In front of these people that are bringing Bikurim now, doing this special mitzvah at its time, we're supposed to stand up. We stop doing our melacha, stand up, give them respect. But mipnei talmid chachamim eim oimdim. But in front of a regular talmid chacham, even though he passes by you, he's in your dal ramis, if you're in the middle of doing work, by stopping your work, you'll be mevatel your melacha, you have no chiyuv to stand up. And other rabbi, you're not allowed to stand up. You're not allowed to. That we'll soon talk about it. If you're such a person that you do not stop work for anything, and like the owner is makbid, you have to say the work, you have no right to stop working. So you see how choshev the mitzvah b'shaitas of Bikurim, like for them we do stop, but for talmid chacham we do not stop. So our answer is, v'dil mashani hasa, maybe there it's different. You know what? We have to stand up to give them special respect for the people that are coming to Yerushalayim now to bring Bikurim. Here, maybe it's a special mitzvah, a special inyan. Tim came because if not for this, atomach shilim losen lovoy. You're going to make a mikshor that maybe they won't come next year to bring their Bikurim. So therefore, we have to mechanach them. We have to be nice to them to make sure that they'll come again to bring their Bikurim. Because if we don't stand up, we're not nice to them, maybe they won't come again. So that's a special reason only here by Bikurim there's such a mitzvah to stand up for them. By regular talmid chacham, like we learned before, you do not have the chiyuv of hiddur, but mokum where there's a hefsid, where there's a bittul of melacha. But of course, this only applies to such a worker that he's always mak, but not to stand up for no purpose. Like, he doesn't waste any time. A person that doesn't waste any time, so he's not allowed to stop. But people work is that the owner doesn't care, even if they do stop a little bit. They do take breaks here and there. So it's not really called a bitul malach if they would stop their work to stand up for talmid chacham. So by them, lechuri, they should still up, stand up. They would still have the mitzvah of kibud hither to a talmid chacham. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf lamed gimel amud aleph. Three lines down from the big lines. Four lines. Omamar, before we just learned, Yochel, I would have thought, Yamad b'fonav mibeis hakisim mibeis hamirchatz, that maybe if your Rebbe, or a Talmid Chacham is in the beis hamirchatz, in the beis hakisim, there's still a mitzvah hiddur to stand up for him. And Talmud Leimano, we say it's only a hiddur, you only have to have a kima of a mokum hiddur. You only have to stand up a mokum, we're giving him respect. And the beis hamirchatz, the beis hakisim, that's not a place to give respect. For the Gemara v'loy, you don't have to. For Rav Chia have a Yosef Bei Meschusa. Rav Chia was sitting in the bathhouse. V'cholav v'yozer Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi passed by. V'loi komi kamei. And Rabbi Chia that was sitting in the bathhouse did not stand up for him. V'yikvid. And Rabbi Shimon got angry. V'yistoyis that Rabbi Chia was supposed to stand up. V'yikvid v'yosa. Omer leili avua. So Rabbi Shmuel went to Rabbi Chiya's father and told him that Shnei Chumshim Shenisi Loi B'Sefer Tehillim. I taught your son 2/5 of Sefer Tehillim. For Loi Omad Mipona, and he didn't stand up in front of me. So here you see that even though he was in the Beit HaKisei, still he's supposed to give respect. V'su, another Maisa was V'su Bar Kapora. The Amrilon, some said a Maisa was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi. Have Yosef Beimus Chusa. He was sitting in the bathhouse. Oil V'ozo Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi passed by. For Loi Komi Kamein, and he didn't stand up for him. V'ikbid, and again Rabbi Shimon got angry. How come Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, did not stand up for him? The Yosin, he went, Omele Lavua, he said to his father, Shnei Shalish, 2/3 of Shlish, of a third, Shenitzi Loi B'Teros Kanim, I thought you saw in Teros Kanim in Sefer Vayikra, for Lo Yomad Miponai, and he didn't stand up in front of me. So, Luchuri, you see, they're supposed to stand up. The Omeloi, so the father answered back, Shemo Behen Yoshevu Maharu, maybe they were sitting there and sinking into learning. So it wasn't, they didn't realize that the Rebbe was, they didn't realize that the Rebbe was passing by. That's why they didn't stand up for the Rebbe. So the shaila is, Taimo de Behen Yoshev Umahara. Why didn't they have to stand up on him? Because they were sitting there and thinking and learning. Holav hochi mashmi, if they were not thinking and learning, loy, then they were not supposed to stand, sit there, but rather they're supposed to stand up. So Mara says, Lakasha, I tell you, ho bebote gavoi, ho bebote broi. Depends on which room of the bathhouse are we talking about. If the inside room where they're undressed there's not a mokum to give respect. There you don't have to stand up for your Rebbe. Mashenka and Baroi, in the outside room where their people are still dressed, over there you are supposed to stand up. So the mice here, the Talmidim was sitting in the outside room. That's why when the Rebbe passed by and the Talmidim did not stand up, the Rebbe was makbid. Zemara says, Hochinami Mistavra. This is the svara this way also, that the Talmidim were not inside, but rather in the outside room. Why? Because if they were in the inside room, then, Diyoma Rabba, Barbachon Rabbi Yechanon, Bechom Mokom Mutalaharer. Any place you're allowed to think in learning Torah. But Chutz mi Beis HaMerchitz mi Beis HaKisei. But in the Beis HaMerchitz, in the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to think in learning. The question was, how were the Talmidim thinking and learning over here? So that's a proof that which room were they in? They were in the outside room. Therefore, there you are allowed to think and learning Torah. So there they were supposed to stand up to give them respect. And the only reason why they didn't stand up was because they were Mahara, they were thinking they were getracht in learning. So Mara says, no, Dilma Lianusai Shani. Maybe they're talking about here, they're standing and they're sitting in the inside room. Maybe there's no proof. Maybe we're talking about their inside room. The question is, in the inside room, how they're allowed to think and learn, you know how to think there. Dilma Lianusai Shani means, Rashi says, Pomim Shayu Torah Demayim Bishmusai Lefnekin Isos Lemerchatz. Sometimes before they went into the Beis HaMerchitz, they were thinking and learning. And therefore, when they went into the Beis HaMerchitz, it was hard to stop. So like by force, they kept on learning. It's like an onus, that since they were thinking and learning beforehand, and then they went into the Beis HaMerchitz, they just couldn't stop. So maybe that was the story. That true, they were in the inside room. And even there, by mistake, like they kept on learning. And even so, then, it would be mashma that they were supposed to stand up, but they didn't because they were thinking and learning. But I quote on him, there's no proof, but that's the halacha. The halacha is, though, when you're inside the Beis HaMerchitz, the Beis Kisa, it's not a mokum to give respect. You do not have to stand up for your Rebbe over there. And the idea of thinking of learning is only in the outside room, not in the inside room. Then we had before, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yatzim Einoi Kimish Leru, that if you see your Rebbe coming, you're allowed to close your eyes as if you don't see him. For the Gemara, Otov Rishoy Askin, like, what kind of havermin is this? Are we talking about a rush over here that you need a posse to say you're not allowed to? Like, Shiti not allowed to do this. Tamura says, Ella rather means like this. Yochel, I would have thought, Yatzim Einov Mikame Delimtayuz Man Chiyuba. That means before your Rebbe comes within your Dalar Amis, you want to close your eyes not to see him. What does that mean? Techimot is Zman Chiyuba, because then at the time when he comes into your Dalar Amis, Holechaz Yilei. You're not seeing him anymore. In other words, I would have thought maybe that if your Rebbe is down the block and you see him coming towards you. So right now you have no chiyuv to stand up only when he comes into your Dalar Amis. So I would have thought to say maybe before he comes into your Dalar Amis, you're allowed to close your eyes. And then it comes out that when he comes into your Dalar Amis,
Your eyes are closed, you don't see him. So maybe that's mutter. On this we say, Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Tokim v'yareisa. Says, V'data p'nei zokin, v'yareisa me'er lakecha. It says, after v'tokim v'yareisa, means you have to have yiras Hashem, so that Hashem knows what you're doing. Now, once you see your Rebbe coming, you have the chiv to be ready that as soon as he comes into your Dal Namis, you have to stand up. Tony would learn like this. What's called that you have to stand up to give him respect? That when he comes into your Dal Namis, that's when you have to stand up. In other words, if he's more than Dal Namis away from you, if you stand up then, it does not show like you're giving him the respect. People don't see so much why you're standing up. When he comes into your Dal Namis, then you stand up, that shows like you're doing a thing. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, Lo yamorin ela barabai shein amuvik. This was only said that you only have a chiyuv to stand up when he comes in your Dal Namis. If it's not your special Rebbe, it's not your Rabbi Muvik that you learned Rov of your Chochma from. Avo barabai hamuvik. But your special Rebbe that you learned most of your learning from, Moli Einov. Then as soon as you could see him, you have to stand up for him. Not enough to wait till he comes into your Dal Namis, but as soon as you could see him, you have to stand up. Abaya michi hevi chozi leili udnei dechamrit Rabbi Yosef. When Abaya saw even the ear of his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef's donkey, the Yossi was coming, hevi koyin, he stood up for him. In other words, he didn't wait until his Rebbe came into his Dal Namis, but as soon as he saw his Rebbe, as far as he can see him, he stood up right away. And the same thing Abaya forzeh from his Tamidim, that Abaya hevi rochiv chamra. Abaya is once riding on a donkey. For Kamaski Yaguda the Nahor, he was walking near the riverbank. Sagi Yosef Rav Meshashi of Rabbonin Vidagisa. His Talmidim Rav Meshashi and the Rabbonin was sitting on the other side of the river. And they did not stand up for Abaya, even though Abaya was on the other side of the river. So Omalu, Abaya complained to them and said to them, V'lav Rav Muvik Ano, I'm your Rebbe Muvik, I'm your special Rebbe. And if so, you have to stand up for me, even Moli Einov. So even though I'm further, I'm across the river, I'm more than Dal Namas away from you, but for Rabbi Muvok, you have to stand up even as soon as you can see him, Moli Einov. So I'm related, Talmidim answered back, La Badatoin, we didn't realize it. Trashlo Niskarnu Lamed Sheyinu Trudim. Because we were busy, we didn't realize that you were coming, we forgot. But really, you're right. So I said, Abaya did not do this because of Gaivam, but he did this as Kavod HaTorah. That's the law. A Rebbe, there's Kavod HaTorah, the Rebbe learns Torah, knows Torah, so the Talmud has a chiyuv to respect the Rebbe because of the Torah he has. Sir Abaya commanded the Talmidim, said to the Talmidim, how come he didn't stand up for me? Not because he wanted the Kavod, but you have to give respect to the Torah, so he commanded the Talmidim, why he didn't stand up for me? And they answered, you're right, just we didn't realize it. Then we had before Rabbi Shimon Elazar Weimer, Minayin Lezokin Shliat Riach Tamalem Lezokin Vyresa. That a Zokin, when he comes in, even though the people have to stand up for him, he should not do it in a way that he makes them stand up. If there's two ways to go into shul, he should try and go in the way that he won't bother the people by making them stand up. Omar Abaya, Naktinen, we hold that the Makiv Chaya, if this Talmud Chacham is Makiv, he himself walks around and does not cause the people to stand up for him, Chaya, he'll get reward back, he'll be Zeicha Farichas Yom, to have a long life. Abaya Makif, that's an Abaya Taka, that Abaya Taka was Makif, went around. He did not make the Tamidim stand up. Rabbi Yosef also was Makif. Ravina have Yosef came with Rabbi Yimmi Medifta. Ravina was once sitting in front of Rabbi Yimmi Medifta. Cholafu Gavra, a certain man, test boy, came in front of him. He did not have his head covered. Maybe he was only wearing a yarmulke, he was not wearing a nice hat the way they were supposed to. So Amar, he said, Kama chotzev hai gavra, how much of a chutzpah this person is, that he's walking in front of Chashav HaTamid Chachamim, not wearing the right dress and not wearing the right hat. Amalith, he answered back, no, Dilma mi mosa machzir nihu. Maybe these Tamidim may come from the city mosa machzir. The gisi barabonin, that there are a lot of Tamid Chachamim there, they used to be near the Chachamim. So the pshat is then that since they're so used to love, they're like Hamish, that's why they can walk there. Like Lamoshla Yeshiva Bacher, or in the Yeshiva, you take off your jacket, you take off your hat. When you're amongst your own Chaverim, you act Hamish. So only if you go to a new place that there they don't know you, and you have to show that you're a Talmud Chacham, there's an inyan to dress nicely, you have to dress respectfully. Mashenkin, if you're amongst people that all know you, they're all Tamir Chomim, then you can afford to look normal, comfortable. So maybe these Talmidim, the fact that they didn't wear that special hat, was because they were used to being amongst Tamir Chomim, so they were only doing it as Hamish, not like to be Mavadza, the Tamir Chomim. Right, and then we had before, Isi Ben Yudu Oimer, Mifnei Seva Tokum, V'yafilu Kol Seva V'mashma. Any older person, there's a chiyuv to stand up for. There's a machlokes of Ika Lokas after 70, some say after 60. But when he says any man that's over 70 years old, as long as he's not a Rasha, there's a chiyuv to stand up for him. Omer Reb Yochanan, Halacha Kisi Ben Yudu. We pass like this. Reb Yochanan Hevi Koi Mekaime Sabed Yamoi. Reb Yochanan used to stand up for an older guy. Even for a guy, he also used to stand up. An older guy. Omer, he said, Kama Hafokti Odu Alayu. How much hardship, Rashi says, Murais Vitsaris Varoyal Nisim Harbimosin. Like how much hardship and Nisim they saw throughout the lifetime. So I'll give them respect, I'll stand up for them also. Rava Mekim Lekoi. Rava no. Rava was not Meichel on his covered as covered at Torah. He held you don't have to stand up for an older guy. But he did Ravid Lu. He gave him a little respect, a little bit he stood up for them, a drop, a little hither he did, but not to stand up completely. And that's halacha like that. You're not mechuyev to stand up completely for a guy, but a little bit hither you could give him. Abaya Yoyev Yodilasaba. Abaya gave out his hand for an older man, like he helped him walk. If an older man needed some help, Abaya himself helped him, gave out his hand to him. He could hold on to his hand. Rava Mishadish Luchei. Rava did not do it himself. But he sent a messenger. If he saw an older man in the street, he sent a messenger. So it's a machlokes if these two cases are dafka by a goy, or even by an older person, that's not a talmid chacham. The mechavas mashma goes on both. An older person, that's not a talmid chacham, even though he's a Yisrael, the same thing, you would not have a chiyuv to stand up completely for him, just to give him a ksas hider. Rav Nachman mishade guzoi. Rav Nachman sent his helpers to help the older man. He had a lot of helpers around him, so his helpers he sent to help the older man. He himself didn't do it, he sent somebody else. Omer, he said like this, Rav Nachman, Ilav Torah, Kama Nachman Barabi Ika B'shuka. Like, if not for my precious time that I'm learning Torah, if not for my Cheshivas of Torah, there would be plenty Nachman Barab in the street. Therefore, I can't afford to waste my learning and to stop learning and go give covet to the guy, therefore, to the older person. Therefore, he let his helpers do that mitzvah, and he kept on learning. Omer Rabbi Eboy, Omer Rabbi Yan.